Okay, welcome to Module 6. This is all about book design. It's kind of a bonus module I put in because I really think that it's worthwhile to have some background on how books are designed, the elements that go into them, and exactly how these books get made. So this module is not as lengthy as some of the other ones, but I think it's going to prepare you for doing your own books. Now, some people are going to try and design their books themselves, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly fine. And you're going to have a lot of guidance from the materials in this module. On the other hand, some people are going to hire designers to do their books for them. And the information and training in these lessons is going to help you talk to your designer in an intelligent way. You're going to end up getting a better job and probably having a lot more fun doing it, because you won't be kind of, you know, just out of the loop. Now, what we're going to do in this module is we're going to look at some book design principles, because I think that's really important to get grounded in, you know, how book designers approach doing your books. We're also going to look at how you pick fonts for your books, and I'm going to suggest some fonts and teach you a little bit about how to recognize the best kind of fonts to use in books. We're also going to deal with your book cover and important considerations. And then I've got a video for you that does the complete anatomy of the book cover, so you know actually every single piece that needs to be on your cover, where it goes, why it's there. And then at the end of the module, I got kind of a special video for you where you're going to look over my shoulder while I actually lay out a book in Adobe InDesign. And I show you how you can do it too, because in your downloads, you're going to have a template I've made up for you that if you have InDesign or you can get a hold of a copy, you can load that up and pour your text in there. And if it's suitable and if it's the right thing for your book, you're going to end up getting a pretty good looking book out of that for maybe almost nothing. Okay, well, the other book designers are probably getting ready to stone me right now. But that's okay. What I want to do is I also want to run through the downloads that are in this module, because there's quite a few of them, and I want to just tell you what's going on here. You know, first of all, there's a very big download called the Book Construction, and it's a guide to a lot of the principles and specifics of what goes into putting together books, how we deal with different parts of the books. If you combine this with the download on the parts of a book, you have almost a complete manual on how to put together a book. So those of you who are doing it yourself, or even if you're just getting your manuscript ready and you want to know how the pieces fit together, this stuff is going to walk you through it. I've also got a special report for you on using photographs in your book, because I know a lot of people are doing books with photos in them, and you're going to find a lot of practical and some technical information there that will help you out. I've also got two checklists for you, one for your interior design process and one for your cover design process. And of course, the checklists are there to help you make sure you don't forget anything or just miss out on something that's supposed to be there. And that's the whole idea behind a checklist. I've also got a special report for you on common layout mistakes. One of the ways that people in the book trade, people like me, people who review books, people who are book buyers or editors, people at distributors, all of these people inside the book industry you're going to start dealing with, we know how to recognize books that were done by amateurs, and mostly that's related to the kind of mistakes they make. So I'm giving you this report so you don't get tripped up by that stuff. Now, some people may be doing hardcover books with jackets, so I've put in a template you can use for that'll help you show you how a jacket is laid out. And then there's that InDesign book template, and that is packaged up with some free fonts, so the whole thing is complete. It's got the layout, the template, and the fonts that go with the template, and along with the video that shows you how to do it. It's kind of a whole package. Then I've also got for you a sample contract for those people who are going to use a book designer. Now, the book designer you hire may obviously is going to use their own contract, but I think it's really worthwhile for you to see what a typical kind of contract looks like and what's important about that. And you want to make sure that one thing that's really crucial about hiring designers or illustrators, for that matter, is to make sure that you actually own the artwork at the end of the process, that it's not just being licensed to you just for a print run. Because suppose your book is really successful. Hey, that would be a good thing. And then you go back to the artist or designer and say, hey, we're going to go back to press for like 20,000 copies, and they might send you a big bill. So we don't want any licensing. We want to own it outright. And it's also important in the contract that it states that you are going to get the files, all the files that were used in the creation of your project, at the end after you've paid the last bill. So that's kind of important stuff. It's a ton of downloads. We got a bunch of lessons to get through. So let's get started.